pray for God's word to go out. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we listen to this word, may it lay gently on our hearts and minds. May it be acceptable to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'm going to speak to you from the Gospel reading, which is the reading that Father Brett just read. And we hear in the Gospel reading about Jesus going up the mountain. But I just want to set the scene a little bit more for you. Before they went up the mountain, they'd had this really, really intense time of doing ministry. So they worked their butts off, all of them. Jesus and his mates had been healing people. They'd been feeding 5,000 people. Imagine the cleanup from that. That would be intense. I have 6 people in my household, and I know what it's like to clean up after that. And then if we have visitors, we have another family who have the same amount of people, and when they come, it's like this pile up of dishes. But for the disciples to clean up after 5,000, that's intense. So they've been working really hard. But then also, Jesus has actually sent them out 2 by 2 to go and pray with people, to go and heal people, to go and baptize people. And so they were really, really at the point of being tired. Now, Jesus says to his mates, just 3 of them, to James, John, and Peter, and he says to them, you know what, come with me. We're going to go up the mountain. Yeah. I bet you they were excited. You know, in the Bible, when you see that word mountain, it's usually a reference to something special that's going to happen. It was where everyone had encountered God. Moses had encountered God on the mountain. And so Jesus is saying to his mates, let's go up the mountain and have this really intense God encounter. And his mates were like, yeah, let's do that. Now, I don't know about you guys, if you've ever actually climbed a mountain. Has anyone climbed a mountain here? Oh, yeah, Lily's got a hand up. I've been to the base of Mount Kosciuszko. So, not a mountain, not to the top. And you know what? I have climbed a hill. My dad was always about taking us on adventures when I was growing up. And so he would take us on, you know, these adventures to climb a hill. And by the time you get to the top, it is breathtaking. It is stunning. It is so beautiful. And you look out and you think, this is all of God's creation. Stunning. But you are absolutely knackered by the time you get down. But Jesus, he wasn't. He was pumped. He was ready to go. And it says that when they got to the top of that mountain, the disciples, it actually says, they were very, very sleepy. They were very, very sleepy. They were finding it hard to stay awake. So they're starting to snooze off. Interesting. You know, my daughter, I have 3 daughters and 1 son. And one of my daughters is a bit of a health fanatic. She loves sport, any sport at all, anything at all. And when athletics comes, the season of athletics, so it's like sort of winter time, she likes doing a little bit of training. And so we will often go down to an oval, and she likes to do some training for sprinting. Now, she loves the 100, the 200, and the 400. In particular, she loves the 200, okay? And so, you know, we'll do a couple of runs, just her running, sprinting, I'll time her. I'll be like, yeah, good time, and then we refine it a little bit. Well, maybe, you know, your arms aren't quite right or whatever. And this particular time, she said to me, Mum, can you run with me? And I was like, and she said to me, can you run with me? Because then I'll feel like I'm competing against someone and I'll run faster. And I'm like, you know what? I used to do sprinting at school. So I'm not sure that I could do this. This is probably like 20 years ago, but you know, I'm sure that I could run and sprint the 200 meters and keep up with my daughter. She runs the 200 in about 27 seconds. Now, that was when she was first starting. But, you know, I'm sure I can do it. I'm sure I can achieve it. So I get down, we get ready, set, go, we bolt, and of course, Lily, where are you? I can't see my daughter. She's gone. She's finished it. She's waiting the 200 meters down there, and I'm just like, I felt like like I was standing still. And I was very, 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 not just very sleepy like the disciples, I was very, 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 very exhausted at the end. I got to the end and I was like glad to be going home. Well, the disciples are like that. They're very, very sleepy. But Jesus isn't. He's like my daughter. He's out in front and he goes, we're going to pray. And he starts to pray. And what happens for him is he starts to do transfiguration, man. And transfiguration is when something that looks like junk, something that looks junky and you would never expect, starts to be transformed, starts to change shape, starts to become something that's beautiful. In fact, it says a spiritual beauty, something that's unbelievable. And what was happening was, for Jesus, on the inside, he is the Son of God. Remember, because when at Christmas time we are told that it is by God's Spirit he is made and knitted together. So he is God's Son. And so what's happening for him internally starts to happen externally. And man, he is intense. He is going to like be like lightning. Now, over this summer period here in Dubbo, we have seen amazing lightning shows, haven't we? They've been just incredible. They've been stunningly beautiful. They've been like flashes of lightning around the place, and you're just like, man, that's wow. And it says that that's how Jesus looked. He wasn't just praying and it was like, yeah, I'm being holy and I'm having a moment. He was actually, it says, like lightning. Lightning. And in him being like lightning, all of a sudden, the disciples wake up. It says they become fully awake to Jesus being like lightning. Because imagine looking out your window, when you see that strike of lightning, you're awake to it. And all of a sudden, the disciples who were sleepy become awakened to who Jesus truly is. He is the Son of God, transformed. Now, the only way that we can be truly transformed, it tells us in our Bibles, is by the renewing of our minds. The renewing of our minds by the Spirit of God, who is Jesus. Jesus renews our minds. So the disciples, his mates, are like, yeah, we're fully awake. This is awesome. And then when they realize that Jesus is the Son of God, they see Moses and Elijah there. And they represent the past. And the past is about law, following the rules, and about the foretelling of Jesus coming. And when the disciples, when his mates see and are awakened to Jesus, the Son of God, like lightning, standing with them, and they realize that he actually is the Son of God, we see Moses and Elijah gone. Because that old covenant, that old way is no longer needed because of Jesus. We don't have to go through the old way anymore. We don't have to go through the law and the prophets to get to God. We come straight through Jesus. And it says that Jesus was left standing with his disciples, standing there with them. They're all fully awake. The first guy to climb Mount Everest was Edmund Hillary. And he didn't climb Mount Everest until 1953. And up until that point, everyone had tried to do that. Everyone had tried their hardest, but they had died trying. Every time they led an expedition, they'd get to a certain point and they'd die. They're okay. It's an adventure up here too. And they'd die. But Edmund Hillary, he took an expedition. And he got to the summit of Mount Everest, and then he came down, and he conquered the mountain. And they said to him, you
know, a couple of months later after that, when they were interviewing, so how did you conquer that mountain? How did you do it? You know, the mountain's a bit like the disciples being tired. You know, well, we get tired in our normal lives. We get stressed out with money. Perhaps we're working too hard, so we can't actually focus. We're not awakened to the lightning of Jesus. We're just wandering around trying to get to the top of the mountain, to go through the motions, to do what we need to do. Because our mountain has made us weary. We're not awakened to the lightning. But this was Edmund Hillary's response. He said, you don't have to conquer the mountain, you have to conquer yourself. It's not about the weariness that it takes. It's not about the actual mountain, even. It's about what you are carrying up the mountain that's going to weigh you down, that's going to stop you from being awakened to the summit, to the Jesus. If it's money, and you have money woes, you know what? You're in that sleepy state. For me, it can be not only money, but it can be that I'm just exhausted. And I'll be just wandering around. I'm not fully awakened. And it says that if we are to be fully awakened, that we will clearly hear the voice of God. If you are to be fully awakened to Jesus and not distracted by what everything else is being thrown at you as you climb the mountain, you'll get to the top, you'll be awakened to Jesus, and those disciples, they skipped down that mountain because they had the energy. They were refreshed, renewed, transformed by Jesus. I pray that for all of you today. I pray that it's not yourselves and the mountain. It's that Jesus gets you up the mountain and then you are refreshed, renewed, and you're seeing lightning and you're stunning when you walk down. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I pray for that revelation to Jesus being the Son of God, to transforming our minds by His Spirit, by renewing our energy when we have lost hope, by being fully awakened to Jesus' time, Jesus' presence, and Jesus' calling forward to eternal life. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.